and that this man would serve this evil spirit, this group of evil spirits, gathered into one in him, no more. That he would be a free man and in his right mind. And he is able to actually converse with these things, as God in the book of Kings, chapter 22, was able to converse with the evil spirits there. Because I feel like for man to try to converse with the evil spirits without some sort of authority from God. I mean, look at people say, well, the disciples cast out devils. True. But they also healed all manner of sickness, too, by Jesus' power. And while they were in his ministry. It's like, what if I go up to a devil and I try to command it around? Is it going to listen to me? Is it going to fear before me? Is it going to grovel before me? Only if it's given. Only if it's given. Of God, that I should be able to do such a thing. And I don't know that these things, can it be done? Yeah, well, sure, everything can be done. Anything's possible with God. But I'm telling you right now, the critical matter is not that we cleanse the world of evil spirits or heal people's sicknesses, but that sin, the miracle I want to see in my life, the miracle I want to be able to perform is by my preaching, and by my faith, that I might obtain the promises of God, that I might obtain deliverance from sin and iniquity for me and for those who hear me, that by this teaching, by the faith of those who hear it, when they hear the word of God, that they could be made free from their sins. I am satisfied with that. Not that it wouldn't be, when presented with the devil, I want to be able to cast it out. That God would testify that he has put his power in me. But before that happens, if y'all have, you know, a sin, if you can't by faith overcome sin, how by faith are you going to overcome legions of devils? How by faith are you going to overcome sicknesses? How by faith are you going to call fire forth from your mouth to devour your enemies? How? If you can't do this one thing. If you can't move this, if you can't move sin, and by faith take control of your own behavior, how are you going to control the behavior of devils? How are you going to control sicknesses or the elements? So here the spirits desire rather to be cast into the swine. I don't understand that particularly. I guess because they could, whatever their self-destructive will was, it found fulfillment in the swine. They wanted to fulfill their self-destructive nature of a spirit. And notice the spirit could be transferred from humanity to a swine. It's interesting that in a lot of times when they in science they use pigs as an analog for human physiology, which is interesting. That's what, you know, they didn't say send us off into some birds so we can fly away. So they went, these unclean spirits went into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. There were about 2,000. Remember, a legion is about 6,000 soldiers. So in the presence of these evil, unclean spirits comes into the swine run into the sea and are choked there. So that's quite a happening as well. Is that what the spirits wanted to do? Is that what the swines wanted to do? I don't know. It's just what happened. I mean, imagine you're there watching it. The sky comes out, right? You know. I mean, I think this is an awesome scene to imagine this man cutting himself, you know, with stones and so on in a cave. You know, no one can bind him. He lives in the tombs. So when the people hear about this, what do they come, they look at it, they hear about it, and they're like, "Would you please leave?" They want Jesus to go. Would you please go out? If you would please leave, we would appreciate it. Yes, thank you. It was a fearful thing. It was frightening. And they thought, this guy, for one, he's decimated our swine. For two, this is frightening stuff. You know, they saw this guy who they hadn't been able to do anything to. You know, they imagined they come and they look, what? And it caused a lot of fear. I wonder if it caused Jesus amusement. He doesn't say anything. He doesn't rebuke them or anything. These are Gentiles, obviously, because they keep swine, and the Jews would not have kept swine. Continuing verse 18, "And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed of the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel." So this guy becomes almost like an early apostle to the Gentiles, because Jesus does not, he probably is a Gentile, and Jesus did not bring him back with him to follow him back into Israel. But sends him home and start telling them all the great things. You know, it's interesting, in contrast, in the land of the Jews, he always would say, don't tell anyone. But to this one, he says, go tell all the good things God has done for you. Go tell people. So it's an interesting contrast. Whereas in Israel, he was always keeping things quiet. But here in this foreign land, not that far, I mean, it's a neighboring country, on the far side of the Sea of Galilee, you know, he's saying, hey, you know, go ahead, tell everyone. Tell your friends that they may give glory to God. And all men marvel that this one who is possessed of devils, now it's almost like a sign. You know, here he is preaching the gospel, the good things God had done for him. Verse 21, "And when Jesus was passed over again by ship into the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him." And this ruler of the synagogue comes and says, hey, would you come heal my daughter? And so he's going on the way, and he's being thronged on the way. Verse 25, "And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse." Because physicians will do a lot of things. You know, they would, there wasn't a lot of medical knowledge, and physicians would kind of have some pretty radical cures, quote unquote. Sometimes, you know, making you eat different herbs, it might not be good for you. There wasn't a real, you know, there was some, I mean, obviously in the ancient times, yeah, there would be some decent medical knowledge among some